Chazal Masakin, or Medibre Kabbalah, there was a mitzvah to read the Megillah once, so Chazal Masakin read it a second time. So we read the Megillah both by night and both by day. And at night time we make three brachas, the bracha of Mikra Megillah, Shasanisim, and Shechiyanu. By day, the Swarim only make two brachas, Ashkenazim make three brachas. When you say the Shechiyanu, so for the Ashkenazim, when they say the Shechiyanu by day, and for the Sardim, when they say the Shechiyanu by night, so it's brought down that they should have in mind that the other mitzvahs of Yom, besides the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, they should have in mind the other mitzvahs of Yom. The Magen Ram says the other mitzvahs of Yom is Mishloach Manos and Sudas Purim. He does not mention Matanos of Yonim like we mentioned before. He does not mention Matanos of Yonim. The Shlah adds he should also have in mind for Matanos of Yonim as well. If a person, whatever reason, does not have in mind for those mitzvahs, he does not make the bracha Shechiyanu on those mitzvahs independently. The one who's making the brachas has to have in mind to be much of the tzibur with all of the brachas, and the people which are listening have to have in mind to be yotzi with the brachas. Besides that, people have to have in mind to be yotzi the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, which they're going to be hearing from the Balkari. So they have to have in mind, the Balkari has to have in mind to be much of them, and they have to have in mind to be yotzi. We have to hear the whole Kriya. You have to hear every single word. If a person skips a word, he's not yotzi the Kriya. If some, for whatever reason, when the Balkari is reading, a person missed hearing a word, so even if the person does not have a Kosher Megillah in front of him, he's reading, following along in the Chumash, uniquely to Mitzvah Mikra Megillah, because it's referred to also as a Megaris. So if that word is read from a Chumash, which is the equivalent of reading a Balpeh for halacha purposes, but over here, if a word is read Balpeh, you're going to be Yotze. So if a person missed the word, so that he can repeat that word, say that word on his own, and fill it in as it were. However, the Megillah has to be read in order. So as you're saying that word, the Balkari is continuing further. So you miss that next word, because if you're talking while he's reading, it's not considered as if you're hearing him. So you're going to have to say the next word as well. So you have to be a little bit quicker than the Balkari. Or if there's a hum in the near future, so you'll catch up at that point in time, you'll be able to read that to the point where you are now caught up to the Balkari, so you can then listen to the Kari. You're saying some Balpeh and some hearing from the Balkari. If you have a Balkari that's very quick, and you can do a lot of catching up, because it's not so clear to hear, the luck is that you can read up to half of the Megillah Balpeh, up to half of the Megillah Balpeh. So hopefully you'll not be in that situation. You need to read half of the Megillah Balpeh. What is more challenging, though, the halacha says if you read a full inyan Balpeh, or you read the beginning of the Megillah, you miss the first few words of the Megillah, or the last words of the Megillah Balpeh, that's a problem, because the beginning or the end cannot be read Balpeh. It has to be read in front of the side of the Sefer. And a full inyan should not be read Balpeh. So sometimes you might miss a word, and by the time you catch up to the Balkari, because he's reading very quickly, you read a whole column. It might be a full thought, a full topic being read Balpeh, which would be problematic. So you want to make sure you're hearing from a Balkari, which is not creating that type of situation for yourself. We'll talk about more of the halachas of Kriyas and Megillah tomorrow. Thank you.